It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Farad. Coming up, we'll talk to a bioethics expert about the death of Brittany Maynard, a young woman suffering from terminal brain cancer.
First, it's Election Day in Wisconsin and around the country. Wisconsinites are headed to the polls to vote for the next governor, for members of Congress, and a lot of other really important issues.
We're checking in with city and county clerks from around the state to see how things are going at the polls so far today. First up, we have Jamie Firehelm. She's Pierce County Clerk. Jamie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, good afternoon. That would be a he, not a she.
I'm sorry.
I don't alarm anybody.
I was skipping ahead to my next guest already. Sorry about that, Jamie. Thank you for joining us. So far, how are things going there in Pierce County?
Very smoothly. Very smoothly. Not many questions, you know, a few questions, but nothing real critical. Things going quite smoothly, quite quietly. From what I can tell, a good turnout.
And are you getting questions from the local election workers at polling stations?
Yes, I've gotten a few questions. I had to think about that a minute.
Sure.
I've gotten questions about some of the clerks being concerned about running short of ballots, and then I probably received one or two other questions about how to deal with absentee ballots, but...
Has the back and forth about voter ID created confusion for anybody, or does that seem to be the non-voter ID election seem to be working okay?
Not today. Not today, as much as I thought that it might. I had gotten several questions prior to today about whether voter ID was, as they put it, on or off. But today, I don't believe I've gotten even one question about that today.
And apart from some stations running short on ballots, any other problems at the polls today in your area?
Nope, not that I've heard. And that's, even the running low on ballots is something that they can remedy long before the polls close. So it's not a concern, but they were just looking for some help there, and we backed them up on that account.
And I always wonder, Jamie, how late at night do you usually work on a big election like this?
We'll be here, in my estimate anyway, at least till midnight.
All right. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, no problem.
Now we go to Lisa Quinn. She's the clerk and treasurer for the city of Schofield. Lisa, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
So how are things going there in Schofield so far on what I imagine is a busy election day?
Yes, it is actually a busy election day. We're already at 44% of our registered voters.
So that's a pretty 44%. Solid turnout with I imagine you get an after-work rush, too?
Yes, actually, right around between 5 and 6:30, that's probably the busiest part of the day for us.
And now, have you heard from local election workers any questions about how things are going today?
I check in on them periodically because we're actually the clerk's office and the voting station is in the same building. So I check in with them about every hour, and so far everything's been going smoothly.
Okay. How late do you end up working on an election night like this there in Schofield?
In Schofield, actually, we're here until about maybe 10 o'clock. Our election ladies have been doing this for years, and they're so in tune with how to get everything done at the end of the evening. They're pretty efficient about it.
Now, on a procedural level, are you there counting votes by hand or watching the results come in for machines? How does that work?
Yes. For the city of Schofield, we actually have a machine that tallies all the votes for us. And then at the end of the evening, the election workers... they actually pull out all of the ballots and separate them up for write-in information that will go to the county clerk.
What is turnout usually like at your stations?
This is pretty high. We do real well between the general elections for federal and then those for state are usually pretty high turnout for the city of Schofield.
And as I asked Jamie Firehelm, has there been confusion or questions about the non-voter ID nature of this election?
No, we haven't. With this morning before the election polls opened, we made sure that we talked with all of the election workers so that they understood that they will not have to accept ID, and anyone that may ask, that they can just tell them that we don't need that in order for them to receive a ballot if they're registered.
And we've heard around the state a lot of early voting, either absentee or in-person absentee, I think it's called. Did you have a lot of that there?
We had about 9% of our registered voters that did that absentee.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us and bringing us up to date there.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Well, we continue our little survey of clerks around the state on Election Day, checking in on just what's going on with our voting today. We go now to Joseph Zarneski. He's the Milwaukee County Clerk. Joe, thanks for joining us on a busy day.
Good afternoon. It's my pleasure.
Well, how are things going in Milwaukee County today in the election?
Things are going very smoothly. We have had no major problems at any of our polling locations so far today.
Now, how does it work in Milwaukee County? Does the city have its own deal and then the rest of the county have a separate vote tallying procedure?
Each one of our 19 municipalities, cities, and villages tallies their own votes, and then tonight they will report them into us here at the county, and we will enter those votes into the GAB SVRS system to complete the unofficial tally.
And now I know sometimes there are lines, especially in the city of Milwaukee itself. Are you hearing anything about waits to vote, maybe rush hour this morning?
Early this morning, there were lines at a number of polling locations. They weren't as long of lines as you would see in a presidential election, but people are saying they were certainly longer than a typical gubernatorial election and comparable to what we saw in the 2012 recall election.
And what kind of questions are you getting from local election workers, if any?
We're not getting a lot of questions about that. People were very well trained. All of our municipal clerks did an outstanding job of training their poll workers for today. We haven't had a lot of confusion about voter ID, so we think the word got out pretty well that photo ID is not required to vote in today's election. About the only question we had were people registering at the polls. Questions about what constitutes proof of residency in order to register at the polls on Election Day. Other than that, things have been going very, very smoothly.
I imagine those are questions you get pretty much every election season.
That is true. People want to know how to register to vote at the polls on Election Day and what documentation they need. And again, all of our poll workers in all of our municipalities are very well trained, and they're able to handle that. But sometimes the lines do get a little long because it takes a little bit of time for people to register at the polls.
And Joe, you've got a goodly number of people there in Milwaukee County. Does that mean you get results fairly late at night?
Yeah, we're probably going to have a late night, early morning tonight before we get all the results. Voter turnout is high. Certainly higher than in a typical gubernatorial election, and approaching, if not exceeding, the turnout level we saw in the 2012 recall. Some areas are reporting turnouts that could approach turnout levels in a presidential election. Other areas are saying it's more typical of a gubernatorial election. But the turnout is definitely high, which means we'll probably be in for a late night.
All right, Joe, hit that caffeine now, and thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure.
That was Joseph Zarneski. He's Milwaukee County Clerk. Thanks also to Jamie Firehelm, Pierce County Clerk, and Lisa Quinn, Clerk and Treasurer for the City of Schofield.